Connecticut real estate headlines. Connecticut property records now searchable on staterecords.org. Staterecords.org offers a centralized search for Connecticut public property records, including tax records, deeds, ownership information, and property line maps. Real estate professionals can quickly verify ownership history, tax status, and boundary details to streamline transactions and due diligence. Bookmark this resource for fast access to Connecticut property records. http://connecticut.staterecords.org/property-records. Connecticut real estate headlines. CT Real Estate Commission rates, what pros should know. HomeLight breaks down the average Connecticut real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors. Understanding typical commission structures helps CT agents competitively position their services and communicate value to seller clients. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at the source to refine your commission conversations. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines, CT Realtor Commission Rates Edge Below National Average, Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Connecticut is 5.57%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. Local agents can benchmark their fee structures against verified statewide data when negotiating with sellers and positioning their value proposition. Review the full survey findings at the source link to inform your 2026 pricing strategy. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.